From Spark and Anvil and Adventure Hub, this is Archivist Atlas in Chapter 1 of the Adventure Hub cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Atlas had not always been patient. When he was young, he'd wanted to know everything at once. He'd found the entrance to the ruins by accident, and he'd run inside, grabbing at anything, a scroll here, a carved tablet there, a scrap of an old song, piling it all together in his arms until it slid to the floor in a mess he couldn't read. He remembered the feeling exactly, a hot, jammed-up crowding behind his eyes, like too many voices talking over each other. He'd learned nothing. He'd only gotten louder inside. An old keeper of the ruins had found him sitting in the pile, near tears. She hadn't scolded him. She'd knelt down and picked up one single scroll. "You feel jammed, don't you?" she said. "Like you swallowed the whole library and now none of it fits." He'd nodded, throat tight. "That's because a question and its answer live in the same room," she said. "You can't dig everything at once. You pick the one ruin that fits the one question, and you go slowly, and you uncover it a little at a time." She'd handed him the scroll. "Careful is not slow because you're afraid. Careful is slow because the answer is worth not breaking." He read that one scroll all the way through. The jammed feeling in his chest loosened one knot at a time. By the end, he understood one thing completely, and understanding one thing completely felt better than grabbing at 100. He walked to Adventure Hub when he was grown, because a place that gathered every kind of learning under one sky would need someone at the history ruins who wouldn't try to teach it all himself. The hub's keeper met him at the gate and asked only, "There are 8 corridors in these ruins. How will you help a child who doesn't know which one they want?" Atlas didn't answer with a speech. He asked her a question back. "What do you want to know?" She blinked. "How people long ago decided what was fair." "Then you don't want the corridor of old myths or the one about digging up buried tools," Atlas said. "You want the one where they argue about rules and who gets a say." He pointed, without hesitating, to the exact doorway. "There. I didn't teach you a thing. I just kept you from wandering the wrong ruin for an hour." The keeper looked at the corridor, then at the old tortoise with the map charm and the roster card tucked under one arm. "You belong here," she said. Atlas's stretch of the ruins was always full of kids who thought they were stuck. A boy sat on the cold step one afternoon, arms crossed, glaring at the 8 dark doorways. "I want to know how real diggers figure out how ancient people lived," he said. "But there's 8 of these. I don't even know where to stand." Atlas knew that glare. He'd worn it himself once, sitting in a pile of scrolls. "Say your question again," he said, "slowly, just the shape of it. How do people know what ancient people did if nobody wrote it down?" "Ah," Atlas turned the roster card in his claws. "Then it's not the corridor of stories, and it's not the corridor of arguments. You want the one where they read the ground itself. Broken pots, old bones, the shape of a floor. Careful, slow observation. That's your ruin," he pointed. "And listen, some of what you'll find in there is heavy. Real people, real hard lives. If a part feels like too much, that ruin has a quiet way back out. You're allowed to use it." The boy's arms uncrossed a little. "You're not going to teach me?" "I teach it worse," Atlas said honestly. "The diggers in there have spent their whole lives on it. My whole craft is standing at the entrance and getting you to the right door without you having to try all 8 and give up on the way." He nudged him gently toward the corridor. "Off you go. Go slowly. The ruin holds the answer. It just wants you to uncover it a piece at a time." The boy went. Atlas watched until the torchlight swallowed him, then let out a long, satisfied breath. When the ruins finally emptied at dusk, the keeper found Atlas still on his rock, map rolled up,
roster card put away. "Doesn't it bother you," she asked, "that you never get to be the one who explains it?" Atlas thought about the pile of scrolls long ago and the one hot jammed feeling that had loosened when someone handed him a single door. "There's a feeling a kid gets," he said slowly, "right when they've been pointed the right way. You can see it land. The shoulders come down, the jaw unclenches, the too many voices go quiet. It's the same relief I felt the day someone stopped me grabbing at everything and gave me one scroll." He looked out at the 8 cooling doorways. "I don't need to be the answer. I just need them to stop feeling lost. That settled, unstuck feeling when they finally walk toward the right ruin. That's the thing I get to make. And it's enough. It's more than enough."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Archivist Atlas. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.